Well, we now come to the ordination, and what's going to happen is I need to put some questions to Benjamin. So, Benjamin, would you please come to the front? And then in a moment, we will pray for Benjamin and confirm all that the Holy Spirit has done in calling you to the ministry. So, Benjamin, I have a number of questions which I hope you'll answer in the affirmative. Benjamin, do you believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the Word of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice?
I do.
Do you believe the Westminster Confession of Faith and Catechisms, as accepted by this church, to be founded on and agreeable to the Word of God, and as such, do you subscribe to them as the confession of your faith?
I do.
Do you believe the form of government of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church in England and Wales to be founded on and agreeable to the Word of God, and do you promise to adhere to and support it, and to yield submission in the Lord to the courts of this church?
I do.
Are you resolved, through divine grace, firmly and constantly to adhere to the doctrine contained in the Westminster Confession of Faith and Catechisms, as accepted by this church, and to teach the same and defend it to the utmost of your power against all error so long as you remain a minister of this church?
I am.
So far as you know your own heart, have you been induced to undertake the work of the ministry in this place from love to God and from a sincere desire to promote his glory and to win souls to Christ?
I am.
Finally, do you promise, through divine grace, to make full proof of your ministry among his people, preaching the gospel of the grace of God, administering the sacraments, visiting the people, instructing the young, visiting the sick, aiding in the government of the church, and discharging all other duties incumbent upon you as a minister of Jesus Christ?
I do.
I now falls to us to, as members of Presbytery, the Commission of Presbytery, to come forward. And Benjamin, may I ask you to kneel in front of the congregation. Fellows, come forward. And Hugo Hay is going to lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Our gracious God and Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to you for the joy and privilege of sharing in this service of ordination and installation of Benjamin Wontrop. We acknowledge that it is our risen Lord Jesus Christ who has given the gifts of pastors and teachers to his church for its instruction in the faith and its spiritual growth and maturity. You have raised up your servant Benjamin as a minister of the gospel to serve this congregation as an elder and shepherd in the flock of Christ. We ask you to bless him richly and to give him the wisdom, grace, and courage to be a faithful, gentle, bold, and unashamed servant of Christ in his church. Lord God, as we now lay hands on Benjamin, may it please you to seal to his life the graces he will need to fulfill his calling, to the praise of your Son, our Lord Jesus, and to be a blessing to the people here in Bury St. Edmunds and beyond, through Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.
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 In the name and by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, we, the Commission of the Presbytery of the Evangelical Presbyterian Church in England and Wales, declare you, Benjamin Wontrop, be duly ordained and installed as minister in this congregation, and as such we give you the right hand of fellowship. Welcome, brother. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Well, we may sit down, and Reverend Matthew Jolly is going to come and give a charge to the congregation and to the minister.
This is such a happy day for us as a church. On behalf of our congregation, please let me again thank everyone, especially everyone who's travelled, for coming to share in this joy with us. We give thanks to the Lord. We rejoice together and we say hallelujah that we're so blessed. Before addressing Benjamin, I'd like to address every member of our church. And simply to remind you of the words that we heard at the very beginning of the service, that Christ gives gifts to his church. He gives ministers to the church as gifts. The Lord Jesus Christ has sent Benjamin here. He sent him here because he knows that we need him, and his gifts and graces are here, and through him Christ is going to be ministering to us. I'm sure you know it is a principle throughout Scripture that the Lord will have a reckoning for what you've done with the gifts he's given you. And there'll come a time when he'll ask as a church, how did you treat Benjamin? And there is a responsibility on each and every one of you as members to honour him, to pray for him, to support and to listen to his God-given ministry, to be here on the Lord's day in order to receive the blessing that the Lord Jesus Christ has for you through his ministry, and to obey him and to support him and to listen to him. As we just sung in that hymn, the book of Revelation even might stun us, but it says that pastors are like stars in Christ's hand, that they are that precious. So let me remind the charge that is on all of you as members, to love Benjamin, to pray for him and to support him. But to you, my dear brother Benjamin, my friend, my fellow co-servant of Christ, I just simply wanted to remind you of the words of the Lord Jesus from Mark chapter 2, when he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Something I think that's very helpful through ministry is to have the right picture in your mind, the right picture of what being a pastor is all about. And as we've heard, there's the image, the metaphor that we are to be like shepherds, to feed the flock, to protect the flock. We're to be like soldiers. We're engaged in spiritual warfare against the evil one. And there's many other different pictures, but in that verse, the Lord Jesus spoke about himself being like a doctor. A doctor to heal men and women's souls. And in large part, that's what it is to be a pastor. You're to be a doctor of souls. You're part of his wonderful work of healing and restoring broken, guilty, ruined people so they become truly alive in Jesus. So they become whole, so they're restored to the image of God and they fulfill the great purpose they were meant to have at creation. Your wonderful work is to lift up people who are shattered by the evils of this world and to see their broken hearts made whole. And when you think about that picture, I think it helps to keep central what's most important. You've got the right diagnosis for what's really wrong with people. It's sin. Sinners, the Lord said, I've come to call. People are going to come to you. You're going to encounter so many different problems. But you know what really is the real sickness? Sin. That they're estranged from God. And they've broken his laws. And you also have the most incredible medicine that never fails. It has 100% success rate for all who receive it. For all who are willing to take it. It has an unstoppable power to heal and heal completely. You've got in your hands the wonderful gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And really that's what all of today is about. It's been put in your hands now. For you now to pass it on and to administer it. And there's one more thing I'd add to that, to this picture. What's the difference between a bad doctor and a good doctor? A good bedside manner. Isn't that the truth? Doesn't matter how knowledgeable a doctor is. If he just treats you shabbily and he doesn't listen, or he's too brief with you or off the cuff, he's no good as a doctor. As Bill was saying, love. Without love, we are nothing. We can be the most eloquent speaker, but we'll sound like a clanging cymbal if we don't speak with love. And what does it say about our Lord Jesus? Why he's the perfect high priest to minister to us on all our different needs? Because he has suffered. Because he has endured every temptation. So be grateful for the sicknesses, the weaknesses, the things that go wrong. Because it's all part of equipping you to give you sympathy and compassion. And so may you minister to God's people as a doctor of souls. But let me try to sum all of that up by placing upon you this solemn charge with the very words of God. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you, be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. May Almighty God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit give you the grace to do so gloriously.